Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, very, very sexy people. OMG, what a webinar we had last night. Wow, I have to tell you, it shifted so much energy in me that I was buzzing, still buzzing this morning, slept like the walking dead. I'm telling you, the energy we shifted last night on that webinar. And for those of you that were there or would want to check it out later, it will be posted, but usually takes us 3 or 4 days to get it up. So just be aware of that, because it was truly empowering. And, of course, all of it came back to the relationship we have with ourselves, that we must create that first. That is the most important thing that you can do in the creation process, is spend some time every day. And it doesn't have to be, I'm not talking about sitting and meditating on a hill for 3 hours. I'm talking about going within and opening your heart and experiencing the magnificence of you and feeling the God of you. And they talked about this genetic poisoning, this thought, this idea that we all agreed to at some time to share, so it became genetic to the family of mankind, which is, I can never be God. So I want you to take a moment and consciously shift that for yourself this morning, that I am the God of me. I am the God of me that chooses my thoughts, my perceptions, my actions. I am the God of me that creates me. That's my commitment. That's my direction. That's who I am. We're claiming the symbol and the formula around that. Woohoo! Because you're caught in a paradox, guys. If you can't acknowledge and live in the experience that you're your own creator and you're trying to create your life. Doesn't work. It's a paradox. You're stuck. Okay. Again, I want to thank one of my clients and one of our community, Warren, for bringing this in. I'm asking everybody to join me in this. I direct my pituitary and pineal to open wide to receive the flow of all the light and all the knowledge. And I direct my pituitary and pineal to open wide to give the flow of all light and all knowing into my creation. How beautiful is that? So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, around it. And he put in his email to me, this looks like resigive. You know, my favorite word, resigive, where receiving and giving happens at the same time. This looks like resigive in the context of the inflow of universal light and knowledge and the outflow of our light and knowing into our creation. Beautiful, Warren. So I thank you that. And then I just have to read you this email that Debbie sent me, because I cracked up last night. I got it before I turned the computer off. It says, Dee, I received the CD packages of your talks on McLean Masterworks. I have been listening all day. And this is the I Am Divine Love package. It has 7 CDs of different shows and talks that I've done. And I do not think anybody could ever thank you enough for all the energy you give out to us. A thank you doesn't say it. I think we need to create a new word but a word I got that describes you is full of give. That made me laugh. It made me celebrate myself. It made me feel really special. So not only am I the juicy, fruity mama, I'm full of give. Come on, you got to have fun with that. All right, guys. Hey, I want to put this out. I'm coming to London for a sci-fi convention the last weekend in May. I would like to create a healing event while I'm there. So if anybody has a venue or a larger home or something they would like to open up, I would like to talk to you through the email and let's discuss it, because I have a lot of followers in London and Scotland and Europe, and maybe we can create a great thing there together. The next webinar, guys, is March 27th, and I'm truly, truly excited about this. My friend, Dr. Frank Brodici, who is a leading chiropractor and so much more here, he specializes in hormones and hormone balancing, and as you know, that's what the masculine, feminine, and child statement is all about. He is also an unbelievable channel, as am I. So we're going to be able to bring the point of view of this balance of hormones together from the technical and medical point of view and the channel and what the channel has to say about it. I am truly excited about this. This is one of the healers in LA that I work personally with and just have so much belief and trust in his channel also. And, of course, if you're around Sacramento or want to come into Sacramento, I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed in the Dolores Cannon workshop that I'm doing with her. Let's see. Actually, it's called the Empowerment of Creation, Past, Present, and Future, because we do past life regressions and future life progressions and look at literally, personally, the beliefs that you brought in from past lives, if there are some, that are still affecting you in this life. And if you don't release them and claim what you want now, how you take them into your future lives. It's a fascinating two-day event. It's under $3. Email me. If you're interested, email me. Or you can go to www.DoloresCannon.com/latest events. Or call 800-935-0045. I'm really excited about it because I got my notes out, and basically the channel said, well, I don't know why you're getting your notes out, because you know a lot of it's going to change. The information that we've moved into is so much more expanded than even a year ago. So, woohoo! I'm all excited about that. Now, there's something else I have to give you. Okay, I want you to understand this. If we're the creation of all creation of us, we can be the creation of non-creation. So what that means is I can decide, I can get a hit, okay? Wow, I want to go do that. And then I can create all kinds of bunches of things, fears, beliefs, even telling myself that I'm getting the message not to do something, okay, and non-create what I want. So the trick is what's coming from your highest information and what's coming from you limiting your highest creation. And it's pretty simple, actually. Anything that you get an instant hit on, anything that you follow through on, and then you decide, well, I don't really want to do this. You know, the instant hit is the true information. The backing out is your limitation. Another way that it can show up is going to do stuff because you think you have to, not because you want to, and because you really resonate with it. So you're making choices of doing things more out of fear, and the fear that you're not complete now, That is not coming from your highest you either. That is coming from the mental, I've still got stuff to fix. So again, for the greatest empowerment in 2013, we want to go where we're called to, where our heart goes, oh, I want to go play there. That will expand me. I'm scared to death, for example, of doing the vagina monologues tonight. But I know that when I'm scared to death to do something, I really get to grow. And the minute I walk on that stage, I'm going to be home, and I'm going to be excited, and I'm going to feel like I'm having great sex. So I said yes, because my initial reaction was, and then I went, oh, my God, I've never done that play, and we're not going to have any rehearsal, and, you know, I don't know if I can do it, blah, blah, blah. That's a good example of what I'm talking about, right? So I don't know why they're showing me this picture, but another example is when Chris, my wonderful husband of 18 years, and I, we'd go out to lunch a lot of times, and there would be a family or, at that time, two older people having lunch, and Chris would go, let's pick up their bill, and we won't let them know who did it, you know, and it would be a cafeteria full of people. And if we just followed that instinct and had that fun, we just had the best time. And, of course, the universe always paid us back in some way, not that it has to, but just in joy we got paid back. And we could sit there and watch them looking around the room. Who did this? Who would do this? Do we know anybody here? And that's what I mean. Those initial impulses of where your joy is, that's what you want to follow. So the highest definition of creating what you want is being authentic, really being authentic. And the highest definition of the authentic you is that you are the God that creates what you want. Now I can, yes, go to the calls, woohoo! All right. Oh, goodness, I'm on a different computer, so it's all really different. We're going to Sabrina in Nova Scotia. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you for taking my call. I spoke to you last week, and I just wanted to thank you again for the message that I had. I am, sorry, I was just taping that section. What I wanted to ask you was, I'm trying to venture into a new career path.
Okay, are you trying or are you venturing?
I've been on it for a while.
Okay, but you've been on it for a while, Sabrina, because you've been trying, which
right.
means you're not committed. You're doing all the right stuff, but you haven't committed to doing it. You haven't said, no matter what, I'm doing this.
Right.
Okay,
you're
well,
absolutely
you've got
right.
to start there. You have to create that within you first. So do
okay.
you want to do that right now?
Yes.
Okay. So I am committed to completing what?
To completing my new life path.
Successfully.
Right. Successful.
Right now in this moment, you've committed to it. And so in every moment, consistently, we commit to it. And I want you to describe your new life path to me.
I am a energy therapist, mm-hmm. and I devote my life to be of service to others.
Okay. So you can be to service at service to others by sitting in your house and just putting love out into the world. So is that enough for you?
No, no.
Okay, well.
I want to have a business.
Okay. No, I have a business.
I have
Guys,
a business.
I'm going to hammer this into your heads.
Okay.
Okay? You must claim it before you can have it.
Okay.
Now, your mental mind goes, well, I don't have a frickin' business. But I want one. And I'm saying you have to create the reality of that within you. Okay, think of an actor. I can't go in to play the part of a murderer and be the murderer if I'm waiting to be a murderer?
Right.
Okay. So I want you to play pretend with yourselves, guys. I want you to spend time every day going within, dropping down into your heart, and playing pretend around what it feels like to already have this business, because energetically you already do. You've already put your order in at the restaurant. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You have not been doing that, and that is the most important work that we all can do before we start doing the doing stuff.
Right.
Okay. So you have another question. Let's keep going. I'm trying to teach
some
lessons
here. The other
here.
Question is that is there any courses that you can see for me that I need to take to prepare myself to go forth?
To go forth as a healer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the very first thing you need to do is claim that you are one.
Okay.
Because your channel isn't open to you and isn't made available to you until you define yourself as a clear channel.
Right.
So let's just all start today, because this is the way I start every private. So we're coming together to claim this. I am committed to connecting with the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in this way. And so it is. Now, anything that you can do, and this is imperative when you're starting healing work, guys, and this is private healing or personal healing or business and healing, any way you want to look at it. Anything and everything you can do to create and establish the trust in you and your channel is what you want to do.
Right.
Okay. There are many healers that offer many different programs. My program is Creation Station. Creation Station comes up in June. It's here at my house. It's also streamed live. That's the beginning of teaching you how to channel and be your own, open to your own guide, because you're it. Okay. There's a free pendulum class. If you don't want to work with a pendulum, you don't have to.
Right.
The pendulum for me is the tool that I use to just really feel connected to the channel. Do I need a pendulum? No. I can pendulum in my head while I'm driving. I just like to use one. It's like a telephone for me. Okay?
Right.
And there's a free class on IMD Wallace.
Okay.
On how, anything and everything you can do to empower yourself in believing and trusting yourself to bring is what you want to do. And that goes for everybody listening on this call. So you follow, you're your highest answer. You will know who you can trust and who you resonate with to guide you to empowering yourself. Okay, baby?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you bet. It's a really good question. I hope
thank
everybody
you very much.
Got really clear about that. And from Nova Scotia to Ireland. Hi, Anita, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi. Full of gifts. I love that. Can you hear me?
I can, baby. I sure can.
Oh, super. It's great to talk to you, Dee.
You too, always. What can we help you with today?
Thank you. I actually have three questions around health issues, and I think they're related.
They are related, and there's two things that go through all of them. So let me just give you the two things. Hold on. I'm going to the sheets, first sheet, 1 through 5. Yeah, it's around power. And, guys, I want to speak to this. You're bringing in something really, really important, Anita.
Oh, good.
There are various and sundry beliefs here that the more we move into creating ourselves, It's like we can't handle it. This can be showing up as dizziness, unsteadiness, kind of off balance. That's what a lot of the claim for the pituitary and pineal were about that we did at the beginning of the show. That can look like, well, they're telling me fluctuations in blood pressure, all kinds of things. So we are being asked to come forward together and claim that I am the creation of me easily, effortlessly, and joyfully, that my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul, my heart, and my energy flows easily in and out, always connected to the creation that I am. And so it is, because what happens is we're moving so quickly, and then we go subconsciously, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, I can't handle this. And so we just kind of disconnect there a little bit to pull back and stay safe. Is this starting to sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. The other thing they want to give you is sheets, but give me a song.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. Again, we are coming forward to claim that we absolutely can handle all the joy that we are and that we direct ourselves to be. What came through last night on the call is the highest thing we can claim as far as the definition for ourselves is I am total joy, truth, and unconditional love. That's who I am for me. So we're all coming together to claim that. We're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Now, I want to know quickly what the symptoms are that you're talking about.
Okay, I'm talking about back pain, migraine, and skin condition, DSAP.
What is DSAP, please?
I don't know how to say the word because it's very long, and it's like a spots that the sun brings out. And
oh, sunspot. Okay.
Yes, and there isn't a cure for it, and it's
well.
Genetic.
Okay, we're not looking at cures, and I really want you to hear that. Yeah. If you are experiencing a disease or a sickness of any kind, you, of course, do what you have to do on this plane, and you don't try to fix it energetically. You create. Don't fix, create.
Yes.
So you are not curing the sunspots. You are creating clear skin.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have helped, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a doctor, and I have helped many people with migraines. So I'm going to give you a clue, and I want you to start doing this. Of course, I would never suggest that you stop seeing your doctor.
Yes.
But I want you to start writing down, as soon as you feel a migraine coming on, I want you to start writing down everything, and I do mean everything, that happened within 24 to 48 hours before the onset. So write down everything that happened up to 48 hours before.
Yeah.
And you will start seeing a pattern of the same thing.
Yes.
A lot of migraines have to do with the flow of, well, the pituitary and pineal. So I just want you to try this, Anita. We're experimenting here, okay?
Yes.
I just want you to try, whenever you feel an onset, consciously telling your pituitary and pineal to open and receive all the light and knowledge, and then allow... Oh, hold on. What are the exact words here that Warren gave us? To allow your pituitary and pineal to open wide and give the flow of all light and all knowing into your own creation, into my own creation. Okay?
Yes.
And I really would like you to email me and give me feedback about this, please. There's no reason you should be having migraines. There were several people in my acting studio that used to get them so bad they were hospitalized. And we almost everybody but one person was able to almost eliminate them entirely by being conscious of what the trigger is. So there's something else around the sunspots. Hold on. Sheets, book. Can you give me a song? Oh, I already got it. Don't be afraid of your light. Your light isn't going to hurt you. Your light isn't going to mark you. Your light is going to expand you. So that's how our bodies metaphorically show us what we're holding in our energy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I embrace my light, and my light makes me brave. My light makes me safe and secure in the world. The brighter I shine my light, the clearer I am. That's your statement. And so it is. So we're claiming the symbol around that. That's it for you, baby. Keep me posted, please.
I will do. Thank you, dear. That's super. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too.
I just love her voice. Just to hear her voice is so soothing to me. I just really, I like it. It makes me happy. Miss Joy, your name makes me happy, Miss Joy. Are you joyful today?
I'm absolutely joyful and grateful.
Woo-hoo!
And woohoo.
Indeed. Oh, my God. Do you remember the first time I talked to you? Do you remember what you said to me?
Well, even last week when I talked to you, I wasn't. Anyway.
But the first thing you said to me, Joy, is, Dee, my name is Joy, and I'm so unhappy.
Yes.
Your exact words.
It was,
so,
yeah.
Tell me why you're happy, baby.
I healed myself of the candidiasis.
Woohoo!
I mean, I would be happy anyway. I mean, we had 2 days of no power, 4 days of no computers, and it was all wonderful.
Wow, you actually were forced to be with you.
Absolutely, yes.
It's
and I read some things I hadn't read, or I would, you know, I've been busy on the computer or whatever, and just Tuesday I got the test, and I tested it, and then 2 hours later I said, Maybe I'm switched, so maybe I better do that and make sure. And I did, and I got the same answers.
Great. Great,
and
baby.
So that's what I call to tell you. I mean, you know, it doesn't mean don't go see a doctor or anything, but it shows what's possible.
Absolutely. And, guys, I'm not asking you to do stuff that I'm not really vigilant about here in my own life, because I have set a very clear intention in front of all of you, that we get the highest answers around healing ourselves in every way, and this year especially physically. And that came out on the Valentine webinar last night also, how important it is. Or no, maybe it was the teleseminar that I did yesterday. Sorry, I do so much, I don't know where the information comes through sometimes. But it was reminding us how important health is if we're going to be the creators of our life. And money flow also, because we can't focus. I mean, we can. They're correcting me. We can, and it's more challenging to just focus on love and truth and joy when your body is racked with pain or you're worried about paying your rent. And so we want to clean those things up in our lives and be free with those things in our lives so that we can get on with the amazing expansion of just joyful creation, right?
Yes. And the biggest thing I really got was about talking to my body.
Yes.
And being, it's like I used to be in conflict with different parts of myself, and I thought that was all done. But it was the same with my body in a way. I didn't. And everything you do, your body has something to do with, and you can ask what it wants or how it, I mean, it's.
You bet. And you can direct it to balance itself, and you can say, look, I trust you. You know how to do it. I'm giving you permission, you know, and I'm going to keep myself in balance and love and joy energetically so you can do your job.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know? Yeah. Thank you so much for reminding us about that. And I get a big yes, by the way, on everything you said, Joy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Indeed. Thanks, baby.
I can't say woohoo louder.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're getting it. We got it. Let's just claim we got it. I like that one. Okay, let's see, Miss Alicia in California. What's up with you?
Hello. Happy Valentine's for you to Juicy Sexy Mama.
Happy Valentine's to all of you. You're my heart, you know.
Ow. We love you.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I love you too, baby. What's up?
Well, I was walking this morning, and it's really easy to get in the vibes of the things that I want and place the order. And then I went, there's something I'm pushing away, as if I'm sitting in the restaurant, and it's like I'm pushing the bread away, I'm pushing something away, and I'm going, what am I not getting? And it's like I'm not understanding what to do in the in-between time. You place the order, you keep getting in the vibe, and there's something that I'm still pushing away. And
the
I want
only
to
word
embrace
that they're giving me is allowing. You know, just allow the bread to be there. You don't have to push it away. You're just not choosing it. You're going, hi, the bread's there. And hi, you know, you're just not allowing you to receive it all.
Okay.
Hold on. They want to give you some discernment around this. Sheets, but give me a song.
It's a Bitsy Spider.
Okay. So what you're doing is I'm creating. Oh, and there I go and I fall out again. Okay, so I fall out so I can climb up again and create it again and get to the top. And okay, then I go out again wondering why I'm falling out. That's where you're falling out, is wondering where you're falling out. Hello? Did you get that?
Yeah. I'm falling out, wondering why I'm falling out.
Yeah. Every time you get, what am I doing wrong? You fall.
Mm-hmm.
You're the itsy bitsy spider that falls down to the bottom and has to walk up again. You're not doing anything wrong. You're already there. Just keep doing it and have faith.
Okay. I haven't. I got it.
Is there anything else? And that's so important, guys. That's what Abraham Hicks talks about. When they say over and over, just before we're ready to receive it all, we go back into doubt and we have to start creating again. Yes, you got it now, didn't you?
Yes, I'm loving myself today, and that's my Valentine's to me.
That's right. You just keep holding the experience of feeling the love and joy that the thing you have ordered has already been delivered to your table. And it will come in ways that you can't even possibly imagine, I promise.
And you know what? I was doing the laundry, waiting for the call to start, and I'm watching all these moving trucks go by. I mean, seriously, vans of moving things. And I'm going, oh, that's got to be a sign. I'm ready. I must be really ready to move. And so this is my sign. I am. I just have to let them come and take my stuff.
Alicia, you're already moving.
Oh,
and you have to. Yes, you're already moving. That's what you have to acknowledge. I'm already there. Because you can't be there if you're still in the process of moving there. And we have to claim what we are if we are going to be in the experience of it. So I am there. I know. I'm clear. It's created. I'm the creation of me. It's done. I'm in joy and love about it. And now, universe, just come play with me and bring it in.
Yes.
Okay. And so it is, baby. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Love you.
I love you too. Oh, well, look at all this love we're sharing on Valentine's Day. Who needs a guy? Well, I don't need a guy, but, you know, I'm open. Hey, Cece in Canada, what's going on with you?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you? Happy Valentine's.
Thank you, and to you too.
So what I've been doing for months now is creating my prosperity. I decided it'd just be easier to win some money. So I keep winning money. But it's always...
I love it. Say that again so everybody can hear it. Say it again. I want everybody to hear it. Oh, no. Did we lose you? Ah! No.
Yeah, we lost her.
Oh, gosh. Call back. Call back. She said she decided that it was easier to just win some money, and so she's just been winning a lot of money. And I want...
Here she is.
Oh, good.
Tiny.
Okay, hi, baby.
Is he there?
Oh, no, it was so great. I wanted you to finish. Okay, so tell us.
Okay. So I keep winning money, but it's always these tiny little bits. Like, if I buy a $2 ticket, I'll win, like, $10. If I buy, like, a $5 ticket, I'll win $2. Or, like, but I keep winning. But, like, it's getting really frustrating.
Well, that ain't going to create it for you.
I know. I don't want the millions, man. Get out of this.
Just stand back. Stand back. And what does that represent? So I pay a little money, and then I make a little money. But what I want to do is pay a little money and make a whole big lot of money. Or just win a lot of money, or be given a lot of money, or come into a lot of money. So you want to create a lot of money easily and effortlessly and joyfully, whether you win it or somebody gives it to you or whatever, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay. That is what, that's the experience and the feeling you drop into your heart and feel like. So what would it, I mean, do you go within every day and play pretend that you've taken your $2 ticket in and it says a million?
Okay.
Okay, wishful thinking is not creating. I want everybody to hear that.
Getting stuck. Oh, no.
Okay, wishful thinking is not creating. Creating is committing and experiencing the outcome like it is already there for you, because energetically it is.
Okay.
Always know. See, you're buying a ticket to kind of play a game with the world and dare that you win a lot of money. I want you to buy a ticket knowing that you are.
Okay.
So is it going to be today? Is it going to be next week? Is it going to be next month? I don't know when it's going to be, but I know it's going to be.
All right.
Now, I want to ask everybody, how many people are in reaction right now? Look at your thoughts, you know, because I'm hearing, well, yeah, right, good luck. Well, you know, I never win anything. Well, you know, you should work for an honest living, blah, 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 blah. And I'm saying those are all the thoughts that are keeping you from resonating with creating the abundance you want. So everybody just look at kind of what came up with Cece's great, you know, proclamation here. Because the way you create a million is the same way you create 10. Unless there's a belief that, well, if I'm only paying $2, I can't make much more than that. I can win, but I can't win a lot because I haven't put out an equal energy exchange. And there's some of that going on with you, Cece.
It
so
just hit me, you're right.
I lovingly point out to you that it doesn't make any sense to pay $1 million for a lotto ticket to win $1 million. Or pay $900,000 to, you know. No, that's not what it's about. you just want big money flow coming into you any way that you, you know, that it wants to come in. Now, that doesn't mean that you hold yourself back from following divine ideas that are given to you about creating money.
Right.
And taking action on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Again,
okay,
let me repeat this. Wishful thinking is not creating. Okay? So go back
Thank
and be
you.
In joy and be in love and be in the experience of allowing yourself, you know, to attract more money.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, baby. You're going to have Stephen, because I can't find her. All right, I'm going to... Stephen, are you there? Can you take Cece off? I'm going to Jeannie in Canada. I hope you come on. Hi, Jeannie, you there?
Hi, woohoo. Bouquets of love.
Woohoo and yippee.
Yes, I've been MIA for a while.
You have? Where have you been and what have you been doing?
Well,
you're always
I was,
off somewhere.
I was a TKO with a virus in January. And it was funny, yesterday I had my first shift call with Jared, and I thought, okay, I'm good to go. And last night I wasn't called to call you, but this morning I knew I had to call in. And it was interesting because I told Jared what I received in my sleeping with the virus for a month, okay? But this morning listening, I realized the virus, my presence, and all energy was yelling at me a big stop it.
Yeah.
At January, yeah.
Well, yeah. What's coming through the channel, Jeannie, is that as conscious as we are sometimes, the collective consciousness grabs us and runs with us if we're not really, really, really aware. Yeah. And you just, there's a part of you that decided, oh, that you would identify with the belief that there's a cold and flu season. And you did that because you needed time out from something.
I didn't even know or thought I had that belief because I was free of cold and flu for a few years.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, you allowed yourself to go back and identify with that. What did you need time off from? And it's a male energy.
A male energy?
Uh-huh. Or a female with a male energy. You needed, hold on. You needed time off with that part of yourself.
Yeah, my thought is, that's got to be me.
Yeah, you needed time off with the masculine part of you that was the go-getter, the doer, the planner, I'm going to take action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you didn't have to get sick to do it.
Well, I did. I was totally wiped out. It was exhaustion for 3 to 4 weeks where it amazed
that's no
me.
Fun.
It amazed me because I lost, at the beginning I had no energy. I lost my balance. I'm usually a very fit person. My ankles were like jello and I fell and did some injury to my ribs and it was really interesting. And what I knew during that time when I was lying in bed, I'm pretty useless and I said, okay, create and demand. So I did. I was saying my I am vibrant health and wellness. I am miracle. And I got to demanding it. And I talked to it and I asked, what am I bringing in with this experience? And it was very clear. Love yourself. Let that love flow to others. People matter more than people. Things are just props. You don't create a life. You create a life with yourself, people, and experiences. And
yeah.
You are loved, wanted, and cared for more than you dare to believe because you had used that judgment against yourself of not belonging to separate yourself. So now reach out and allow them in. And then,
yeah, that's the flow we're talking about.
Yeah,
and,
the flow.
And that's, you see, that's a beautiful expression of feminine energy.
Yeah, I realized that the big stop it was the false masculine energy it was pretty much locked out so that I could find my way home to that divine feminine. And then the work then yesterday was Jared, was to actually go deeper and deeper to unlock a lot of templates that was that needs to go. And he said basically that month of your lying in bed was to die of many deaths so that the whole of you could now be integrated.
I get a yes on that.
Yeah.
And, guys, I really want to scream this out. Let us choose to create that balance just because we create it. We don't have to get sick anymore to do it.
Absolutely. That's
Let,
what I claim. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
and
need
that's
this
what
drama.
He's bringing forward for everybody. Yeah. And the, we are to claim the cocktail around creating the balance of masculine, feminine, and child just because we always want to stay in healthy balance. And around that, we are all coming together. Whenever you are hearing this, you are doing this work for yourself. From the core of my being through all ionospheres beyond and back again, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, and child and belief systems in the radiation of my light. Within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within the hole, also known as the brain, I invoke the rays, flames, lights, and the golden light. I am whole. I am God. And this is my power. And I direct all energy in all dimensions integrated into my divine self to be this that I am. And so it is. That was a huge message. I'm so glad you called in, Jeannie. Thank you for that. So we are all claiming that we consistently hold the balance of masculine, feminine, and child and consistently create health and wealth just because we want it. Just because that's the creation of what we want, and it makes us feel good, and it's joy and love and truth of who we are. And so
yeah,
it is.
All of that. Consistent.
Wow. Thank you, baby.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You for calling in.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's see. Oh, good. I can get another caller in here. Jeanette in Seattle. Jeanette, are you there? Hold on. Yep, oh, there you are.
Can you
hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
baby.
Hey. Hey, I have been noticing, I got some, I know they're really deep old beliefs that are niggling way in the background, and I have this beautiful relationship, but I'm kind of catching myself, nothing seems, you know, on the surface it seems fine, but I can feel it. And it's a lot of kind of that, I'm waiting for the rug to get pulled out from underneath me.
Yeah, they're screaming the word trust.
Trust.
To me.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you don't trust yourself, again, everything goes back to the relationship you have with yourself. So basically what we're talking about here, beautiful, is that you don't trust that you've created this amazing relationship that is whole, complete, and perfect. And if you don't trust it, you will keep doubting it. And if you keep doubting it, it will hurt the relationship.
Right. So is there something that I need to clear in that, or is it just
no,
an acknowledgement of that?
You just acknowledge that I trust myself to create all the desires of my heart in truth and love and joy, because that's who I am. So you have to move into that relationship with yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You have to trust yourself within as the creator that you are. Because if you don't trust that you're going to create it and create it consistently,
mm-hmm.
then that will go into every subject of your life. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. 'Cause I, yeah.
Okay. There's nothing else. It's about you looking at your own relationship and going within and feeling what it feels like. You see, that's why the human species created a God that's separate from themselves,
mm-hmm.
because
a God that's separate from ourselves can be blamed, can be given all the responsibility. He or it can be the reason why or why not something happens. And when we take responsibility for ourselves, that all goes away.
Yeah.
And we have to continually look within ourselves to see what applies and what is real. And so we are all claiming that the relationship with that we create with ourselves is the one of trust. I am the God that trusts the God that I am. And so it is. Wow. Nice one, babe. Especially
oh,
for Valentine's
you.
Day, you know.
Yes, yes.
We have to trust our own creation of love, right, in order to be it. Thanks for calling, baby cake. Oh,
perfect. Much love. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, have a great Valentine's Day with your honey. All right, Reva, talk quick.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say thank you so much for last night. This morning has been great. And what came up when you started talking about headaches, which we've never talked about before, is I look back over the past day and a half and have a client who creates chaos and drama around money. Then talking about the woman who wins money, I remember a long time ago when I would go to Vegas, I'd walk around and I'd go, well, I guess I'll just have to work my ass off the rest of my life. I can never win money.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that. So, woohoo, I just keep moving on through it, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And those thoughts flee through our brains and our minds so quickly that, you know, we think on autopilot. We don't think consciously.
Yep.
So that's what we mean by bringing ourselves within ourselves into the harmony of money. Because if you're picking the thought, I want a great flow of money, and you're also picking the thought, but I've really got to work hard to get it,
yeah.
You have to create those two things together. And then if there's a third thought, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make money. I've never made money, and so I'm probably not going to make money. Then you add even more, you know, muddle to the clear creation that you're trying to create within you. So we're not going to try to create. What we want is a joyous, constant, consistent flow of easy, effortless money into our lives. Now, I've got to tell you that the more I love what I do, the more the money flows.
Mm-hmm.
And I could spend 24/7 with you guys talking about the empowerment of self-creation and never think I was working a minute in my life. Whether the universe creates the money through the healing work or through the acting work or through money left to me through my family, or any other way, doesn't really matter. What the creation of it is that I'm happy living my life.
Right.
And that's what I want you guys to get. That is the most important creation work you can do right now, is to be happy, be in harmony with yourself, and create the greatest love relationship with you that you can create. And so on Valentine's Day, we are claiming, I'm just a hot, juicy mama. I'm a give a lot or whatever Debbie's word for me was. And I love me, and I want to be with me, and I honor me, and I turn me on.
And
that's
and
who I am. You know, because if that's who we are to ourselves, guys, that's who we're going to be to the world. Bottom line, that's it. I love you, Reva. I'll see you tonight, babe.
Love you, and so it is, baby.
And so it is. All right, you guys. Let's take a moment and drop into our hearts. And you know where that is. So just do it. Just go there. Open your heart. Feel that love. I want you to give yourself a great big Valentine hug and kiss and acknowledgement. You are the most special Valentine of your life. You are the gift to you. You are the creation of you. Love yourself. Guys, it's what it's all about. And the more you love you, the more you create your life. I'll see you on Monday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.